This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Warning, this podcast contains frank and explicit discussions about sex.
Hi, I'm Stoya.
And I'm Rich.
And this is How to Do It.
And here is today's letter.
Dear How to Do It, I am a 53-year-old married man. Lately, I'm experiencing women, usually in their 20s, hitting on me or making it clear they want to hook up. I have had deli counter women invite me out and waitresses slip me their number. I've even had clients flash me upskirts in meetings. While I always had a fairly easy time dating when I was younger and single, this is a mostly recent occurrence, like in the past 7 years. My wife just sort of laughs it off, but as a professional man, I have heard rumors about how I must be screwing all these women, which I am not. At a recent conference, I introduced two professional women to each other and had another man come up and say something along the lines of course, I just need to look for the cluster of young, hot women to find you, which made both women, understandably, uncomfortable. I basically left a fairly senior position recently because a new executive heard these rumors and made it clear that was why I was passed over for a promotion. So, besides the fact I don't understand why these people are interested in me, I am not sure how to handle it. I used to just take it as an embarrassing compliment, but now I don't feel like I can have one-on-one meetings with women, which is hurting my business, but also makes me feel kind of Mike Pence-y. I have tried being less friendly with service staff, and that helps there, but my natural approach is to make eye contact, be polite, and acknowledge their humanity, rather than treat them like animatrons. In a work setting, I am successful because of my ability to create a trusting line of communication. Being cold and overly impersonal wouldn't work. What can I do to make it clear I am not interested nor available? Signed, Not a Creep.
So it sounds like he has like two problems, actually. Mm. One is very similar to what you expressed about, like, you know, you want to treat people like people, and sometimes they take that as a sign of sexual interest.
Right.
But the other problem is this, like, post-Me Too era optics issue, which is a facet of the whole thing that I haven't thought about.
Mm-hmm. Because in some ways, there are more complications of when it comes to being a man in public.
He got passed over for a promotion.
Based on rumors.
Yeah.
Of kind of unsavory behavior.
Because of what other people put on him speaking with younger professional women, and I'm like...
And it sounds also like his attractiveness, too. It sounds like that immediately engages some kind of suspicion.
Yeah, and it's...
Like, oh, you're hot, you must be fucking them.
It sucks because you want older people with power and experience to be able to interact with people younger and less experienced in their profession. Because that's how, like, oral history gets passed on. That's how, like, theory gets passed on.
And not only that, but you would want, ideally, that older person to be someone as ethical as this person presents himself to be.
Yeah.
Where he's not taking advantage of this. Interesting that this would occur. So he's 53, happened in the last 7 years, 46. I think it was Betty Davis who said the most, it might have been Joan Crawford, but I think it was Betty Davis who said the most attractive age for a man is 45.
So I am so happy to be 35.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're 25 and a 45-year-old man is interested in you, there is almost always something wrong. Mm-hmm. I will go ahead and say wrong.
Mm.
But when you're 35,
yes,
you're within the acceptable, appropriate age range.
Right.
And then you have access to all of these hot men in their 40s who, like, understand their bodies, understand what they like, are more open to discussing sex. They're less, like, reactive to, like, what their friends think.
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting. My taste ages with me. I mean, like, definitely in my 20s, I had zero interest in men in my 40s. Now that I'm in my 40s, I have sex with a lot of men in their 40s and realize, oh, this is like what I always wanted in a way, this like hot gym teacher dad-ish type who's like horny for me is just some kind of like unrealized dream that I basically didn't even let myself have.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, are you professionally established? Sexy. Not only do you know what you want to do with your life, but you've executed it.
Yes. I think for our writer's purposes, we're now part of the problem.
I know.
It's tough. I mean, look, like, again, these questions are written and selected so that they're like as difficult as possible to chip away at, because I would say if the situation was a little bit different and it didn't have any kind of professional ramifications, I would say, well, use what you got to get what you want. If like part of your business is interacting with people and people are finding you hot, your business is going to do pretty well. You should take a page from, like, you know, women who are able to kind of convert that attractiveness into actual dollars, you know?
Yeah, which is something that I see no shame in.
No, not at all. I mean, might as well.
Yeah, like, you didn't choose to be hot.
Totally.
It is an asset that God or genetics gave you.
Right.
And you are doing the best you can with what you've been given. Great. Love it.
You're kind of spreading joy just by showing up.
That too.
I mean, who's going to be mad at a hot person? I guess sometimes people do get mad at hot people when they don't give them what they want, and then they just like totally resent them in turn.
Yeah.
But in general, I mean, yeah, bring a hot guy in. Let's talk.
Yeah.
I always talk to a hot guy.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah, but the professional part is awful. And, you know, on the one hand, I want the system to be wary of men who are questionable.
Yeah.
But this guy doesn't sound questionable at all.
No.
And, you know, we mostly, except when it's like basically impossible, we try to take the letter writers at face value.
Yeah. You know, in terms of like strategies for dealing with this, and I don't really know if this is useful, but it's something I try. If I'm going to be in a situation for an extended period of time, it's not just like somebody coming up to me at a bar who's going to walk away. I just play dumb, which is actually like playing dumb is really like not a trait that people like in men. So it maybe makes me even less attractive in that situation.
Women, it's like catnip.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the best method. I don't know, because like a huge part of my personality is to be direct and be like, absolutely not. But that's my id, and then my superego is saying, no, just be nice and get through it.
Well, and this professional context makes it really tricky.
Yes.
Because I've found when I get the sense that someone is trying to flirt with me, but they won't come out and say it, and I'm not interested, and I say, you know, my partner and I have just become monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, whatever true thing I can use to or like,
yes.
You know, I only date men over 6 foot. Because my best friend makes fun of me, and not being made fun of by him is more important to me than your penis.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's a great point, because, you know, being in an open relationship, saying my boyfriend doesn't hold much water, but a stranger doesn't know that. So I can mention my boyfriend and then maybe you'll shut up and leave me alone.
Yeah. But like, while like a soft like mention of the boyfriend will turn off a couple of people,
it might turn on.
You usually have to be much more direct.
And this guy probably has a ring on anyway, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, though, like when I say things that are direct, like, no, I'm not interested in having sex with you, when they haven't directly asked, sometimes, actually frequently, they're like, well, who even says I was interested?
Exactly. They turn it back around on you and try to make you the bad guy.
And because of that, specifically that bad guy thing, in this guy's position, that could be disastrous.
Totally.
That could be the thing, like one person making him the bad guy. Oh my God, it was super weird. He like held up his hand with his ring finger and was like, I love my monogamous wife so much, like I was trying to have sex with him.
Exactly.
Then that could shore up all of these rumors that he's having issues with. And most professions are actually pretty small.
Yeah.
Especially when you get up to like the senior position level.
Yes.
So it could tank his entire career.
So what does he do then? I don't know what to tell this guy.
I don't know. Can you try to be less hot?
Yeah.
You know, if you took like kind of like blue like makeup and kind of like smudged it like under your eyes so you look like sort of tired.
Yeah, and I just hate to tell people to be less hot. I feel like the world is a better place with hot people in it, you know?
Maybe we could make business cards for people, like business card sized things that very carefully say, like, I can't tell if you're flirting with me or not. Just in case, I want to respectfully inform you that I am not interested. And then like a blank space for like, you know, because I love my monogamous wife or like whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess really a way of looking at this is like the way that we kind of look at other problems that are usually on the other side, right? Like a lot of times you hear about people who just aren't attractive to a large group of people or as large a group of people as they would like. And it's like, you know what? It's the hand that you've been dealt. It's just what you have to deal with, and you can only do your best. And it sounds to me like this guy is kind of doing his best. I don't know that he could do much more beyond altering his physical appearance, which, again, I would beg him not to.
Yeah, and outside of professional contexts, like, all right, the waitress slipped you her number. You don't have to say anything. It is 100% okay to ghost.
Yes, absolutely. You can ignore whatever. Good luck with your job, buddy.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, that's it for now. If you're in need of sex advice, please check out our show notes to find out how to reach us. If you like this, rate and subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.